The reading this morning is taken from Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through to 39. I was texted by our pastor telling me those were the verses I was to read. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Now, try again. Still a bit of feedback. Sorry? In a moment, I'm going to go and sit back down and then come back up again. Right. Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go towards the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went, and there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now, the passage of scripture he was reading was this. "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from this earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded his chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way, rejoicing. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, do you know, I have been wondering for ages what it's like to stand in this pool. And thanks to Pete and Deb, it is like a bath. It really is. In Lisvain, we had an outside baptistry. And thankfully, by the time I became the pastor there, they'd stopped using that. And we started to use pop-up pools. And one of the reasons why they thought about stopping maybe using the outside baptistry was that often in the winter they'd have to crack the ice and try and avoid the frogs as people were baptized. But you know, I've not heard of one person who would have hesitated to dip back into an icy pool. This one's lovely and warm. Because when you know you're the new me, I tell you what, nothing will hold you back. We changed at the last minute, you might have guessed, the reading for this morning, which Rhys, as you'd expect, read beautifully. And I chose that passage because I love the story. We've heard a little of Michelle and Shore's story. Well, in Acts chapter 8, we hear about a man, as far as the world is concerned, had everything. One of the top professional people, highest civil servant it could be in the land of Ethiopia. He had prestige, he had wealth, but he knew he didn't have Jesus. So he went on a long journey from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. And he was desperate to experience God in Jerusalem. But he didn't. But when you're a seeking soul, there is a guiding God who will lead the disciple to wherever you are. And it's fascinating, isn't it, that this holy place, this holy sanctuary, was not the temple in Jerusalem, but a dusty road on the way back home on his own, apart from his entourage. And God leads Philip just to go walk alongside the chariot that he was being carried along in. Go listen. Go be close, said the Lord to Philip. And as Philip draws near, he just happens to be reading that passage from Isaiah that talks about Jesus being the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Philip asks him the question, do you know what it is you're reading? And he says, how can I unless somebody explains it? And so again this morning, I just want to say to you simply, and just trust the rest of the Holy Spirit, you are the most precious thing in the world to God. He gave the most precious thing he had, his own son, so that he could call you a daughter or a son. If you've been seeking God, you will find him. Because that's what a guiding God, a loving God does. And it may well be that you're here this morning or watching online because God has come to meet with you personally today. And so maybe, that as you've witnessed this morning the testimony of two just very beautiful people talking about their new status in life as children of God, that you will say, I have to have some of that. I need to know that my life has meaning and that God loves me and I will be his forever. Let's pray, shall we? Father, thank you so much for the privilege of witnessing this today. Lord, as Nigel's already prayed, oh, what a blessing we pray that your Holy Spirit might flow through Shore and Michelle. And Lord, as they rub shoulders with us, that Lord, that we would be a constant source of encouragement. We pray especially for this week, because we know, Father, that the joy of your salvation is not something the enemy likes to see. And so we pray for your protection against him. And we pray, Father, that you stand guard over them with your angels. And that, Lord, that together you would help us to walk closer to Jesus day by day. And Father, if you are speaking this morning, maybe to some here this morning who know you and know that they actually just need now to make this step forward and just say, actually, I need a public declaration of something that's already happened. Then, Father, I praise you for that. But Lord, I also pray for those who've still got to make that step where they're prepared to go under the water, to die to their old self, so that you can raise them up again in Jesus, to give them new life, freedom, hope, and joy. Father, we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Bring our service to a close. Shall we say the grace together and to each other? May the grace of our Lord Jesus.